Secretary is a new romantic comedy whose subject is sadomasochism. The film won a special jury prize at the Sundance Film Festival for originality. It stars James Spader and the up-and-coming young actress Maggie Gyllenhaal. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The most powerful film I've seen this year is Frederick Wiseman's three-hour documentary, Domestic Violence, which takes place mostly in a shelter for battered spouses and their children. Wiseman shows us countless women who became dependent on their abusers to fill some inner vacuum, and who only broke free when their lives or the lives of their children became endangered. I mention Wiseman's film because I know it's going to look very weird at the end of the year when two of my favorite movies are Domestic Violence and Secretary, which is a lovely and desperately sweet romantic comedy about a woman who gets liberated by being spanked and shackled by her employer. Sort of an S&M pretty woman. I don't see Loving Secretary as being a contradiction exactly. In part, that's because the S&M is bloodless, but it's also because I think a healthy popular culture ought to be able to accommodate different points of view, with one work saying one thing strongly and another saying yes, but. The yes but of Secretary is that two monumentally damaged people might actually be freed from their psychological shackles by acting out a master-slave relationship. The movie is based on a story by Mary Gateskill in her collection Bad Behavior, which is one of the best titles a short story collection ever had, because you end up saying, that's not so bad, instead of yuck. The humor of Gateskill is hard and dry, and on paper, Secretary ends with the narrator feeling estranged from her own body and saying she doesn't much mind it. Director Steven Shanberg and screenwriter Erin Cressida Wilson have sweetened up this premise, but I don't mean that to sound too patronizing. Sweet in this explosive context is rather bracing. They get away with it, at least to my mind, because the woman and the man are both such lovable basket cases. Lee, who's played by Maggie Gyllenhaal, has an overbearing mom and an absent alcoholic dad, and when she loses control of events, she takes one of many sundry sharp implements to her arms and legs. She cuts and burns herself, and once cuts too deeply and nearly bleeds to death. Out of the hospital, Lee answers an ad for a secretary to the attorney E. Edward Gray, played by James Spader, whose office is like a Victorian aesthete's pleasure palace. Gray is a tortured soul himself, having been left by his domineering wife. When he notices the bandaged cuts on Lee's legs, he becomes interested. On some unconscious level, he senses that their needs might be complementary. He humiliates her subtly, then not so subtly. He berates her for typographical errors. But he also issues more positive commands. He tells her not to cut herself, and she doesn't. Then he asks her into his office to review a letter she has mistyped.
Now, I want you to bend over the desk so you're looking directly at it. Get your face very close to the letter and read the letter aloud.
I don't understand.
There's nothing to understand. Put your elbows on the desk. Bend over. Get your face close to the letter and read it aloud.
Dear Mr. Garvey, I'm grateful to you for referring.
Continue.
It almost sounds like a softcore porn movie, doesn't it? With Spader's clenched little drone and Gyllenhaal's twitters and that great Angelo Badalamenti music, which transports you to a fantasy harem and parodies that fantasy too. But the soundtrack doesn't do justice to the scene you've just heard, or to Gyllenhaal, who'll be a star after this movie. The drama is in her tremulousness, in the way she moves from dazed and skittery into something like elation, into rhapsody at being freed from her anger toward herself, serving now as the vessel for this even more helpless sap's anger. Most love stories are bland and generalized. This one takes you deep inside the dance. Now, I don't have a lot of first-hand experience in this S&M arena. I mean, even if I did, I'd say I didn't. But I do know that movies and TV, in the U.S. at least, don't want to touch this stuff. Buffy the Vampire Slayer played a little with S&M last season, but in between Buffy's gory stakings of male vampires, it was coy and guilty about her sexual masochism. It didn't show you the whole dynamic, the way Secretary does. I know that some people will find this an uncomfortable fantasy, patriarchal and demeaning to women. But isn't it important to dramatize the ways in which sexual role-playing can be liberating too, and an antidote to shame? Must all love stories be told from the missionary position?
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.